Conservation officers at the Division of Wildlife Resources have one goal this winter: protect Utah's mole deer from poachers. So far in 2016, Utah wildlife officers documented 250 illegally killed mule deer. Many of the deer were bucks, and the antlers on some were large enough to place the deer in a trophy category.
Deer are species of wildlife here in the state of Utah that are very important to a lot of folks, not only hunters, but folks who just enjoy watching wildlife. So we've seen a little bit of an uptick in the number of poaching cases that have been reported to us.
That's Mark Hadley, spokesperson for Division of Wildlife Resources. The officers are focusing their law enforcement efforts in areas where deer gather together in the winter. Large groups of deer bunched together provide poachers with an enticing target.
The deer are just more vulnerable in the wintertime because they're at lower elevations and because they're kind of bunched up together. It's just, you know, they're easily seen by folks, and, you know, people who want to do something illegal, it's very enticing to those folks.
The total cost of the poached deer reaches over $175,000. Conservation officers will patrol winter ranges across Utah until the deer shed their antlers this spring. The division has a turn-in-a-poacher hotline that residents can call to report suspicious activity. More information about the hotline is available at upr.org.
That's one of the biggest tools to fighting poaching, is to be able to get the word out, you know, as to how people can help, and to make those who might be thinking about doing something like this aware, you know, that officers are watching and people are out there watching.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Stilson.